Hi, I'm Claire Beecroft and I'm an information specialist and university teacher at the School of Health and Related Research, also known as SHAR, at the University of Sheffield. A couple of years ago, I started using video feedback with some of our online distance learning students. I decided to do this because we set them a formative, non-assessed piece of work where we asked them to do a literature search of a medical database such as Medline. And although lots of the students were able to attend a webinar where I gave feedback on this task, inevitably lots of them aren't able to attend because most of them are working full time. And I needed to find a way of giving them feedback in a productive way for those students who weren't able to attend the webinar. I'd previously done this using email, but it never felt like it was the best way of giving them feedback on their work. The nature of the task is very visual, so the students have to prepare a literature search where they're building up line after line of search terms and then combining them all at the end. And really, to do this, I felt like I need to be able to show them their work and be pointing with my cursor at each line of the search and telling them what kind of changes they could make. And using video, I was able to do a live version of the search. So rather than just pointing at a Word document, I could actually run their search and then make changes to particular lines so that they could see on screen, this is the difference this is going to make if you do make this change to your search. This is a search they're going to be using later on in their final assess piece of work. So it's really in their interest to get good action feedback. It does take a bit of time to prepare the videos. I already had a means of producing screencasts, which is Screencast-O-Matic, and I hosted the videos on YouTube but made them private so that only people with the link could view. So I was able to share them with the students on a platform that most of them can access, but in a way that meant that other people shouldn't be able to view it. And the students really, really appreciated me taking the time to produce feedback in this way. I was really pleased with how many of them sort of quite voluntarily contacted me to say, this is really, really helpful. I really get what I need to do now. I would advise anyone thinking about doing video feedback to obviously give consideration to, have I really got the time to produce individual videos for each student? And do I have what I need in terms of a screencasting tool and a place where I feel happy about hosting the video content and sharing it with the students? And then finally, always listen back to every video. You don't have to listen to the whole thing, but just listen to the first 30 seconds or so, just to check that your tone of voice is coming across the way you want it to, and obviously that the sound and the visuals are good. I really was inspired by Anne Northcliffe from Sheffield Hallam University to start doing this kind of feedback. I went to an event there a couple of years ago now, I think probably in 2014, and that was a real inspiration to me that students really valued this kind of feedback, and that's certainly been the case in my own experience.